Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
You're listening to another TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Russell Hargreaves. And there's only one place to start. That's by looking ahead to a huge game in the Premier League later this afternoon as Liverpool host Manchester City at Anfield.
Liverpool failed to win their first three games of the season.
Finished here, Manchester City 4, Crystal Palace 2, and it's a win that takes City to the top of the Premier League.
Liverpool 3, Brighton 3. Poor defending from Liverpool.
Back into Haaland. Oh, what a finish. Inevitable.
The best attacker in the world right now.
Against City, obviously, the problem is if you close Haaland down with too many players, then you open up gaps for all the other world-class players.
Liverpool, who now have a six-point gap to even bridge to the top four.
It's a home game, it's Anfield, it's us against Man City. Yeah, they are, in the moment, definitely the best football team in the world.
10 games left, I would say. I think Liverpool cannot catch the top of the league, in that case Arsenal. But being in the position that we are in the World Cup, still, everything can happen.
Have updates on this huge game at Anfield throughout the Sunday session and the boot room on TalkSport. A win for Manchester City could see them move 16 points clear of Liverpool after only 10 Premier League games this season, whilst a win for the Reds could help them close the gap on the top four. Shortly, we'll hear from former Arsenal invincible Martin Keogh, who thinks that City can go the whole season unbeaten, and from Darren Bent, who's been giving his thoughts ahead of the game as well. But firstly, here's Liverpool's boss, Jurgen Klopp, admitting that the club cannot compete with the likes of City at the moment.
So nobody can compete with City in that. You have the best team in the world and you put in the best striker on the market.
In this league, you will get found out. Everyone else is getting stronger, getting in players, looking at the places where they need to strengthen. Liverpool haven't.
I mean, it would be the comeback of all time, wouldn't it, if Liverpool were to come back and win the league now.
You know the quality they have. They know the quality we have.
We cannot act like them. It's not possible. Not possible. There are three clubs in world football who can do what they want financially.
I found a fact this afternoon, right? I read it maybe 10 times and thought, no, that can't be right. No, it can't be right. No, that can't be right. And just kept... Liverpool have not lost a home game in the league in front of a crowd for 5.5 years.
Yes, right.
That is incredible, isn't it?
With Liverpool and the quality that they've got in that squad, I expect them to put a run together at some stage, and this might be the perfect opportunity.
Liverpool are capable of winning this game, Jim. No doubt. Whether they will or not remains to be seen. If City win it, then I think they just grow in stature, they become almost invincible, and they will challenge that very proud record that Arsenal have of gone a whole season without being beaten, Jim.
Yeah.
And if they win at Anfield, then they could maybe go on and do that.
Team like Man City right now, they will punish Liverpool's high line for starters. So the result is not going to be as high as I thought it was, but I do not see Liverpool coming out with a victory.
We expect at some stage Liverpool to start playing better, making up ground, but you don't want to leave yourself a mountain to climb.
Liverpool was fighting for four titles, 1-2. They lost for 1 point in a final. So for just two little details, they could not achieve something like never before a team in English team would have done. This is the same team.
This is for Liverpool, not just about their aspirations for the top four. This is seeing where they are amongst the top teams. Now, they've played United, got beat. Played Arsenal, got beat. But if they didn't get beat by City, that's three of the top five teams that have beat them.
If I was to pick a winner, I would pick Man City. Not just because it's a populist position. I just think they're a better side than Liverpool right now. And I think it's irrelevant that it's at Anfield. In fact, it might put more pressure on Liverpool.
Nothing changed the opinion I can have about them.
I'm going to say 2-1 City.
Yeah, I think away win. I think 4-1 City.
I'd like to say it's a draw because I think that's probably what's going to happen. But City are quite capable of going. And if they do win this, Jim, they end any kind of hope of Liverpool winning a Premier League this season.
Now, moving on to yesterday's Premier League action, Leicester remain with just one Premier League win so far this season, having been held to a goalless draw at home to Crystal Palace. There were boos at full-time at the King Power, with manager Brendan Rodgers blaming the heat for their slow start to the game. Here's how it all sounded live on TalkSport with a reaction from Rodgers himself, Patrick Vieira, as well as Stuart Pearce and Gabby Agbonlahor.
But it hasn't been enough to placate the Leicester supporters. Yes, they move off the bottom of the table, for now at least, with a point against Crystal Palace. But the full-time whistle, which was met with raucous enthusiasm in their last home game when they beat Nottingham Forest, is met with a smattering of boos.
It's clearly not where we want to be in that area of the field, but I always think that this season is going to, there'll be progress, but it's going to have to be patient.
There's quality in this team, and playing against Leicester, we have to put the league table on the side and concentrate on the quality that they have.
Listen, there's always critics as a manager, even when you're winning. You know, when we were winning the FA Cup here and finishing fifth, there was always criticism. So I respect that as the manager.
We didn't take enough risk. We didn't play enough going forward.
The time for action is now, reads a banner away to our right-hand side, which is lofted into the air by the Leicester fans.
It's never nice. But my focus is purely with the team. You know, it's a game. I understand that, you know, if you're towards the bottom of the league and you haven't got the results, then, of course, you'll always come under the spotlight.
Put it this way, as a manager, sometimes you just got to draw the positives out. You'd be frustrated you'd not pick the 3 points up. The clean sheet was big for them.
18 months or so ago, we were up there challenging. We talked them in Arsenal. But we have been unable to improve our squad.
I'm watching it, man. It looked like the last game of the season, when you know you've got Vegas booked with the lads and you don't want to get injured, so you don't have to come in the next day and get treatment.
I think with the heat and the 12:30 start, it was a wee bit slower than probably we wanted to kick off.
When did Leicester become Costa de Sol Leicester? Come on. 16 degrees. It was 16 degrees, but that's not hot.
I do my very best. The owners know that. And I respect, you know, that they may have to make decisions that they may not want to, but it's not something I worry about. The ownership trust and expect me to get us out of the situation that we're in.
Today's game, Leicester, was a shocker. Worse than the Villa games.
Elsewhere in the top flight, Wolves moved out of the relegation zone with a 1-0 win over bottom side Nottingham Forest. Bournemouth continued their unbeaten run under caretaker boss Gary O'Neill, drawing 2-2 at Fulham. And Spurs beat Everton. Here's all the fallout to those games and how they sounded on TalkSport.
There is the final whistle, and you can hear the roar around Molineux. The victory has come courtesy of that penalty from Ruben Neves in the 55th minute.
I think it's a step forward. There's still a lot of work to do, but I think getting that result, you know, after a difficult period is vital.
Well, we're obviously disappointed with the result. We turned it over on transition too much, and when we had an opportunity to play, you know, we didn't show enough bravery and responsibility in trying to get our own momentum.
They're so boring. Honestly, like, they've got, you know, like Podence, yeah. Players like that. I bet he's the best player in training. He comes to a game, he can't do nothing, mate.
We know we have the talent, we have the potential in the group. And, you know, today we saw good signs of that, I thought, in the game. I thought for 70 minutes we dominated the game.
You can't tell me that was a boring game. It was end-to-end, mate.
What? End-to-end? What, Traore running out and play the ball? That's not entertaining.
Oh, it's better than we've seen so far.
You've got to win games, and it doesn't matter how you do it. You know, we talked a lot about some of the quality of football we can play, but you've got to have the other bits. You've got to have the desire, the passion.
Still showing no spark going forward. Midfield looks slow, sluggish.
It's a step forward, and hopefully we can get some confidence from that for Tuesday.
Forest, another defeat on the road. Full-time here at Molineux. It's finished Wolves 1, Nottingham Forest 0.
We've worked so hard to get to this level, and, like, it is what it is, so let's do our very best to try and find our way of what we think it takes to compete at this level better than what we are in terms of getting results.
And that signals the referee's whistle for the end of the match, and it's all square between the two promoted clubs.
I thought the boys were excellent all the way through. I thought they caused Fulham problems with the ball when we played for our shape, scored two great goals, had other real big moment. Yeah, we dealt with everything Fulham offered. I mean, a set play goal that we're disappointed with. And then a goal that isn't a goal.
I think we deserve more from the game. We were the team that wanted more to win this match.
And Gary O'Neill is now 6 unbeaten as Bournemouth manager, having taken over from the 9-0 drubbing that Bournemouth suffered at Liverpool.
Delighted with the boys. We're absolutely delighted. And a point away from home in the Premier League is never anything to be sort of snuffed at.
I think we were the team that wanted more to win, to try more to win as well. Creating dangerous moments around their box. I think we deserve something more the game, but when you made some type of mistakes at this level, of course, it's difficult for you to win.
Full-time, Tottenham 2, Everton 0, an animated Antonio Conte punching the night sky in celebration.
Honestly, a good performance. I'm really pleased for what I saw tonight.
Yeah, some frustrations from our point, but coming up against a very good team.
At the end of the game, I think we deserve it. We deserve to win because we created a lot of chances.
Well, we're better than last year for sure. And, you know, I think that's from the work and the personnel maybe in the group. But, you know, I don't want to settle for that, but it's a reality.
Goals from Kane and Højbjerg have given Tottenham the victory. It moves them level with Manchester City and a point behind Arsenal. Both of those sides play tomorrow.
23 points after 10 games. This moment is a good result, but you know very well it's not really important in the way you start, but it's important the way you finish.
To come against the Champions League team, sometimes you see the bits in game that make that difference. You know, whether it be the smartness to win a penalty or moments in the game where they're a little bit slicker than us when we could be slicker. And that's the work. That's just, you know, a bit of the performance tonight. And that's why we've got to keep our heads down and keep going.
It was a really good start in Champions League. We are leading our group. Everything is in our hands. We are doing well.
You know, we've got a good spirit. We've got good players ourselves. Some are developing. Some have come in. And there are, you know, it's not a reality check. That sounds too dramatic. It's just where we're at.
It's another win for Antonio Conte. The full-time score is Tottenham 2, Everton 0.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Onto the boxing, and it was a historic night as Clarissa Shields beat Savannah Marshall in an undisputed middleweight title fight in an all-female card at the O2. Here's all the reaction to the fight on Fight Night with Adam Cattrall and Gareth A. Davis on TalkSport.
Tough made every single round competitive, but she was in with true greatness tonight. Too fast, too accurate, just too good, Clarissa Shields.
We saw greatness tonight on a massive night, highlighting and spotlighting women's boxing.
Fight
a sold-out O2 Arena. Yeah. The first time that... it's a fight. It might be one of the great fights in women's boxing in history.
Yeah.
I think it's a night when 20,000 people filled out the O2 Arena. The first time that female boxers have headlined the event. The first time we've had an all-female card. Clarissa Shields showed, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that she has the right to walk around with that bling around her chest. GWOAT, greatest woman of all time. I believe this woman will fulfill a legacy in both boxing and mixed martial arts and become a world champion in both.
What I will say right now is it takes two people to make an incredible fight like that, and Savannah's performance was amazing. You know, it was really good to see. You know, without her, Clarissa would have had that epic fight just there, and to showcase her skills and her ability, and she just put on such a performance. I'm so happy for her. You can see what it means to her. She's in tears.
We are genuinely seeing the transformation of a sport here, and this is one of those big nights that we'll never forget.
Listen, I've been lucky enough, as we all have, but to be up close and personal with Clarissa, whether we're watching her fight yourself, and you've been in there with her, you've obviously fought against her competitively and sparred with her as well.
Yeah.
It's absolutely elite level IQ that we got to see this evening, and I'm just so delighted that played out and such a big audience got to see it.
When I say there's levels to things, that was elite level, and it was a pleasure to watch, and just super exciting for that to be showcased in women's boxing on such an important night. Honestly, I'm so happy.
We've been talking about a lot of dark, murky things. We need transparency in boxing.
We needed that.
We've turned a corner tonight, and we've got a bit of light back in the sport, and our heads can come up above the parapet again. Brilliant stuff. Fantastic to witness something like this tonight. Shields, brilliant. Marshall gave her all. Couldn't have asked for any more.
Absolutely.
Fantastic performance. Absolute privilege to watch that and be in the studio with you guys tonight.
And we end today with a look back at a big win for England at the Women's Rugby World Cup in New Zealand, with Emily Scarrett scoring all 13 points in a 13-7 win over France. Here's reaction from captain Sarah Hunter and head coach Simon Middleton, who hopes this win can be a reality check for his side and the Red Roses supporters too.
This huge clash has finished France 7, England 13. England getting one try in the first half through Emily Scarrett, who also slotted a conversion and two penalties. France striking back in the second half despite losing two huge players in Lawson Sousse and Romain Menager, but they managed to hold on, England. They make it a record 27th win in a row. They'll face South Africa in the pool next week, and they will be ready to take their place in the quarterfinals beyond that. England winning this huge clash, beating France by 13 points to 7.
It was a typical England-France test match, wasn't it? It's a really, really tough game. Great physical battle, great tactical battle.
What you don't want to do is have big score lines and not be tested and get to like knockout stages and not feel prepared. So I think certainly having a game like this where it's tight, it's physical, it's attritional, it probably does help us learn about ourselves for the competition and when we get to the latter stages.
Too many people are making us out to be too big a favourites, so hopefully it is a reality check for everybody.
I don't think it's a bad thing to have a pool game like this, and like I said, there's certainly areas from that game that we'll certainly learn from and have to get better from.
I think it'll benefit both sides. It shows where it's at, and it gives you the barometer to of what you need to expect if you're going to make the semis and you're going to make the final.
Hopefully it does make people realise that actually we're not going to have 80 point scoreline, and we're not going to run away with games when we play sides like France. We don't have to be the finished article now. We don't have to peak in the second game of the pool stages. You know, what we have to do is we have to review, analyse, and we have to work out how we improve our performance for the next game as we go through the competition.
So that's it for another TalkSport Daily podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts, and make sure that you hit the subscribe button. There'll be another one of these TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you can to get it. But till then, thanks for listening to the TalkSport Daily.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.